Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. It's not your traditional mattress and furniture store. Their prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have sales. They're already killing the competition 52 weeks a year. Got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner four straight years, Sleepy Z's. But they don't just sell mattresses, also furniture. It's in the name. Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. They got living room sets, dining room sets, rugs, anything you need to furnish your home. You can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor, know that there's a 42-inch kiosk filled with furniture for you to browse through. Find what you want, and they'll get it for you. And remember, mention you heard about them on the Gary Parish Show. You will save an additional 10%. That's when you shop it at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. It's located 2790 Kirby Whitten in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. So very easy to find, very easy to get to. The phone number is 901-692-6200, 901-692-6200. That's Sleepy Z's on the web, SleepyZZZS.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11. Joins me every day around 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, JP.
So there is a petition making the rounds on social media. A local artist has proposed that we change Main Street, M-A-I-N, to Main Street, M-A-N-E, for the culture. Now, I bring this up to you because you're an influential Memphian. You're a longtime award-winning columnist, first at the Commercial Appeal, now at the Daily Memphian. Your face is on buses, or at least it was at one time. You got billboards, for crying out loud. As an influential Memphian, somebody who brought the Grizzlies here, appreciate you doing that, by the way, if I haven't told you in a while, can you get on board with this petition? Is Jeff Calkins on board with changing Main Street to Main Street?
It's funny because I actually saw there was a question of what of team names recently, like Memphis team names, other good team names for Memphis, and one was the Memphis Mains or something like that. Like as a,
right.
As a, so, I wonder if it's just too gimmicky. I mean, I kind of like it, planting your flag and who we are and embracing who we are. I just think it's a little gimmicky. I think I'm anti-Main Street. I think Main Street is Main Street across the country. Yeah, Main Street is Main Street. You're in favor of Main, M-A-N-E?
Oh, 100% in favor of
it. 100% in favor of Main Street.
Yeah. First, because it's just funny. Second,
it is funny. There's no question.
I'm a little embarrassed. I didn't think about this maybe like 10 years ago, honestly. Like, why didn't I propose changing Main Street to Main Street?
I think it's terrific.
10 years ago.
Is Main, this is terrible that I probably didn't hear. I never heard of Maine, M-A-N-E, 10 years ago. I probably only heard about it 5 years ago, right? Because I'm a little slower on keeping up the cultural trends than you are. Is Maine something they say in Atlanta? Is Maine something they say in Denver? Is Maine something, or is it a Memphis thing?
I'd say more likely in Atlanta than Denver. but I do think it's largely it's not uniquely a Memphis thing, but I do think it is largely a Memphis thing.
Yeah.
I remember how prominently it was featured in Hustle and Flow, like when the actors were talking in Craig Brewer's terrific film. The word Maine was used over and over and over again because that is a word that is used over and over and over again.
Right.
Okay, let me ask you this. Can old white people like us use it properly?
Oh, to me, I can't say Maine properly. No, I can barely say everybody. I don't know how to say everybody. How do you say that? Like, I don't even know how to say that. Like, there are things, I honestly think there's a gift, there's a gap between you, in terms of old white people, I am both older and whiter than you, Gary. So I think you might be able to manage some things that I can't in terms of everybody and in terms of Maine. To me, it's me saying Maine is just preposterous. It's no different than me. Well, I mean, you literally, probably the most popular thing I've ever done on any radio show is read rap lyrics just because it's ridiculous, right? I used to do that on the back in the old Jeff Gary show. Like, Wildly popular feature of me reading rap lyrics.
You should bring that back, actually, Jeff, as your program director.
It's a little bit like, I think I can get away with, it's not just the African-American culture. It's also like the deep Southern culture. I can get away with y'all, but if I say fixin', I just sound stupid. Like, I'm going to grow up sound fixin'. I can't say fixin' or Maine. I look like a ridiculous, preposterous person trying to be either Southern or hip. And I'm neither. I guess I'm kind of a little Southern, but not really. Let's be honest. I'm neither Northern. I'm Yankee, old and hip, and not hip. I'm as unhip as you could be. I can't say Maine. Can you say Maine? I think you can say Maine. Brad can't say Maine. I think Brad cannot say Maine. I can't say Maine. His name's Cowboy Carson. He can't say Maine. You might be able to say Maine. But maybe only ironically.
I don't feel like I can. Now, I will use it. I will use it in a group text, because the texted word, like, it worked for the purposes that I would be using it. But I think I would sound ridiculous trying to say Maine over and over again.
Well, use it in a sentence. Like, go ahead right now. Let's see what it sounds like.
I don't even know how to do it. I mean, I know how to do it, but I feel like it sounds...
Thank you, Brad. What would be a sentence where Maine would be used? Use it. Don't even say it. Just like, what would a sentence be? And I'll try to say it.
You can attach it to anything. I mean, it can be any... It's almost the way when lots of people talk, including myself, we'll do exactly what I just did. You know, you'll get some us in there. It's almost
Is it the place where a man would go?
There's a rapper named Gucci Mane.
Well, I understand that.
Well aware there's a rapper named Gucci Mane.
But that's part of his name, though. Like, you could say it Gucci Mane.
Yeah, but
are you really just now discovering Gucci Mane?
Yeah, I mean,
Could you use it where you say man? Like, geez, man, I'm so tired. Geez, man, my checking account's low.
No.
Like, would you use man?
Yes,
and
you could. You could use it exactly. Yes, Brad, you stay out of it. You don't know what you're talking
Jeff
about.
Jeff can't use it, though.
For Brad, one. Can
you
one
might be whiter than I am, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, Brad is literally holding himself up as the authority on Maine now.
I know. Brad, why are you even in this conversation?
I'm trying to defend myself a little bit against the culture, because Jeff is acting like I'm chalk white. Like, I'm not as white as you are.
If we need someone to instruct us on the proper use of howdy, we'll ask you.
Thank you.
Otherwise, stay out.
Well done, Jeff.
Yeah. Hey, when we start trying to figure out how to use howdy, we'll come to you.
Right.
Right now, we need taco meat.
I heard that.
Right? No, you can use Maine. You can use Maine exactly the way you just use Maine. You can use Maine in a variety of ways. I just think I couldn't use Maine without looking ridiculous. It's you know what? And there's a handful of these
words.
Okay, can
literally any white person use Maine without losing ridiculous? I just take the white people at our radio station, which is everybody but Jason.
Maybe like Eminem.
Eminem can say Maine. John Martin can't say Maine.
Maybe.
How about this? How about J Will?
Oh, he's fine.
I think J Will actually could.
Yeah, he's good.
J Will can say Maine.
Yeah.
I think J Will can say Maine.
Yeah. He'd say it to Randy Moss, like his buddy from high school. Hey Maine.
Yeah, they'd be fishing or something.
That was good.
Go ahead.
They'd be fishing, and J. Will would say Maine to Randy Moss. I think that's exactly. I think that is a plausible scenario.
He is, in fact, you cannot find a white person who is better qualified to say Maine than J. Will.
I think that's true.
I think that's true.
Well, Lil White from Frasier. Lil White from Frasier.
He could maybe say Maine.
Yeah, Lil White's good. Yeah, he's good.
He could maybe use it.
Yeah.
The other ones, there are certain words because I read so much and I watch so much, there are certain words that people use and I go, you know what? I just couldn't use that word. Another one is like if somebody says, hey, did you hear the new so-and-so album? A young, hipper person might say, yeah, it's dope. But I don't feel like I can say, yeah, it's dope. Mm. I feel like I sound ridiculous if I say, yeah, it's dope with my bald spot.
It's dope. Well, it's dope with my bald spot. I now routinely refer to someone's drip.
What?
I tell people, I love your drip. You know what that means?
You can't say that.
You were just telling me about Maine. I said, man, I love your drip. That's just part of Penny's drip.
You got a coffee maker? What the hell are you talking about?
I said that listen to Brad. See, you know, this is why you can't tell me about Maine if you don't know drip.
I don't know drip. Just tell me what drip is, Jeff.
Know drip. No. You know drip, gay?
Of course I know drip.
What's drip?
Came through dripping. Drip, drip.
Drip is
came
your style, man.
Drip, drip. Came through dripping. Drip, drip.
Yeah, it's your style. It's your look. Which player wears the Memphis player wears one black shoe and one white shoe?
Came through dripping.
Bruton. Kareem Bruton.
Not Kareem Bruton. No, the other guy. Rhea Thornton. Rhea Thornton. Drip, drip. Rhea Thornton Larry, okay. Has one black shoe and one white shoe. And someone asked why. Well, it's because it's a Nike. They sell them that way, I think, right?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But he said it was part of the press conference. He said, that's just his drip. Kareem Bruton has one. His leg rolled up, right? One of his short legs is runned up, is rolled up, and we asked about it, and I don't know which player. I think it was Tyler Harris said that's his drip. That is when I first became familiar. I'll be honest. A month ago, if you said drip, I wouldn't have known what you're talking about. But now I just use it all the time. Like I just talk about people's drip all the time. I feel so cool when I talk about people's drip.
Brad, if you don't know drip, you can't be in charge of determining whether we can say Maine or not.
Yeah, I get it.
You're done.
Listen, I am pretty white. I give you that.
Brad, if you can't name all three members of Migos, you don't get to say whether we can use Maine or not.
I agree. You convinced me. Yeah. Jeff, you
are. Can you name Brad all three members of Migos?
No. Of course not. Who are you talking to?
Listen, this is the world's, shortest, tallest midget contest of who's wider, me and Brad. I get that.
Good point.
I do think we have just distinguished. One of us knows drip and one of us doesn't. That's the clear line between the two of us. Mm. So he's on the howdy side of the line.
Shouts
back
to the
Cowboys. Main Street.
Yeah.
Back to Main Street.
I don't feel strongly about it. I'm fine with it. If you guys feel strongly about it,
I love
Main Street it.
Well, if we can be the city that chants whoop that trick at basketball games, surely we can make Main Street Main Street, I think.
At what point does it become just too gimmicky? Hmm. Would you look up in 3 years and wish it weren't Main Street?
I would. I would always want it to be Main Street. It would become a tourist attraction.
There will be
there are so many people who would take their picture next to the sign that says Main Street.
There will be rednecks like my old man who will think that it's like for the hair of a horse. I'm not even making that up. Like you will have tourists.
What does that mean? I don't know that expression.
I'm from the country.
The
people from the country will be like Maine. That's a horse, horse hair. That is like
the hair. I thought it was like the hair of the dog.
Like they won't get the reference.
Like the Maine.
They won't get the cultural reference.
That's fine.
Yeah. He's got a double meaning.
Came through dripping, drip, drip. Came through dripping, drip, drip. Came through
dripping. How long have you known drip, Gary?
I've known drip for a long time. I don't use it. It's another one of those things I'm very aware of, but I can't use it. I can't use drip.
I've
just incorporated it into my vocabulary. It works very well coming off my lips. Just drip.
That's
drip.
What she said.
I feel like I can't use main.
I can't really use drip.
I can't use lit. I can't use dope.
Mm. How about something? Never mind.
No.
I'm just going to make myself sound dorkier in this conversation. Mm-hmm.
I wish I could use. I wish I could use all those words because they're fun words. But I just can't feel
dope,
like I.
Dope is really a fun word. That's dope. Dope is really fun. I like dope.
Yeah.
I can't use it.
I'd like if I could just like snap my fingers and reasonably use drip, dope, lit, and main. I'd love to. It's a more enjoyable way to speak. But I just don't. I feel like I've passed my prime.
Right. Well, that's probably right. And listen. Let me be honest. The people who have the right to do that, there's all their other disadvantages in life they have to live with. So. It's like you're more likely to get shot and stuff by a policeman. Like, whatever. Like, it's different. Like, it's a small compensation, right? You're more likely to get profiled, followed around at a convenience store, et cetera. You can say dope, but like they're going to follow you in a convenience store if you're 18 because you can say dope. So, yeah, because it is a society, Gary, that does not favor people who can say dope. And so if that's a small compensation, that's a small compensation.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So I can't get you to – can I get you
– I'm fine with Maine. I'm fine with Maine. I don't feel – you sprung it on me. I have given it no thought.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I would like – I'll tell you what, if we have Maine, mm-hmm. I don't know where what Maine intersects with, but I'd like to have the intersection of Maine and Trip. So if we could do that
– we'll take –
could we
we'll
do
take,
that?
Yes, here's what we do. We take Main Street.
Make Madison. Yeah, go wake. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We take Main Street and make it M-A-N-E Street, and then we uh-huh. take Madison and make it Drip Boulevard.
Right. Yeah, and then you could be at the main corner of Main and Drip.
God, I would buy property at the corner
of Main.
I would do
all of it. And then Dope could be another one. You know, yeah, Dope could be another one.
We could change Poplar to Lit.
Poplar to Lit.
Lit Avenue.
It would be so great. Much better to Poplar to have Poplar be Lit.
Yeah, like, yeah, so where you want me to meet you at? Corner of Main and Lit.
There's a, in Traverse City where I have a summer cabin, there's a DJ, and his name is Omelette. And you know why? It's because they used to call him, and he was actually from the South, and they'd say, because he'd call, and say, what are you doing? He said, Omelette. That was like, so he became Omelette. Omelette, that became his nickname. Omelette. Not the egg, but omelet. You know, get it? Omelette. Anyway, I'm all for Lit. I'm all for Lit. I said, Lit, dope, let's just do it. Let's go all in.
Let's go all in. Like, and
that's what she said.
And so we'll start with Main Street, and once that is proven to be a success, and I'm confident right. it will be, then we'll mm-hmm. start working on Madison. We're going to make Madison Avenue Drip Avenue.
Can we do, like, Fitna Boulevard?
Brad, we asked you to stay out of this already.
Yeah, all right.
You're not improving
the conversation.
I want to
do Fitna. Come on, man.
You're not improving the conversation.
Oh,
I can't say y'all, though, can I? Like, I can't say y'all, right?
Yes, y'all's a reasonable y'all, thing to say. Yeah, sure. I hate the word fixin', by the way. I never
Fitna.
Use that.
No, Fitna. It's like Fitna.
Fixin'.
No, Fitna.
I actually, I like fixing.
Fixing to you
I
sound white now.
I like fixing, but I can't use it. I'm fixing to. I'm getting ready to. Getting ready to is too many words. Fixing to is much quicker. I wish I could use it, but I can't. I you just got to stay in your lane.
Right. Everybody draws
culturally
their lines
speaking.
Wherever they draw their lines. Everybody draws right. lines wherever they draw lines. I draw mine somewhere short of using fixing to. I don't use that. I'm about to. I'm getting ready to.
Do any of your fixing. Family members use fixing to?
Oh, God. Yes. Like, of course. Most of my family members.
I was going to say. And it sounds fine coming from them.
Yes, it just doesn't. I'm not.
You're not a fit-to guy, huh?
I'm not. I love all my family members, cousins and uncles and aunts and everybody, but
yep.
we're not a lot alike.
Why is that?
Huh.
Well, we're just. I think we have probably different beliefs on all sorts of things in this world.
Right.
I'm not your typical.
The main difference seems to be some can say fixin' and some can't.
Yeah, I'm not your typical DeSoto County resident.
They're the fixin' to people. You're the non-fixin' to person.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. I am not. I'm not of the normal DeSoto County demographic in a variety of ways. But I'm not even saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying it's true. Talking to Jeff Calkins here, 92.9 FM, ESPN. So hey, are you going to Tiger basketball game tonight, or do you even care because it's Tulane?
I wouldn't miss it, Gary. I think we've reached the point. With I go because I read about Memphis basketball, so that's really hey, on this particular night, if I had the choice of watching Duke on TV, like I like the Zion show, like that's gonna be fun. Like I would probably watch that, but I actually do think it's what John Calipari used to say about. I mean, he could spin anything and anything, but it was what John used to say is go to see my team when Rice would be in there, and you know they were gonna win 102-49, and John would say, you know, you come out and see my team. And I think the fact that it's a 6 o'clock tip on a Wednesday night, and you're playing a Tulane team that has won four freaking games, I think there's going to be more than 10,000 people in the building, and actual people in the building. And I think it's just to me, you're going to see the Zion effect, which is tickets are going for $7,000. and Cameron Indoor, but you're going to see the penny effect, which is that there will be a hell of a lot of people there tonight, and I will be among them. And there's no question, this time last year I would have skipped this game.
Well, this time last year, you just skipped most games. You had a brain.
I did.
You know, every Memphis game is an event to a certain degree in this first season under Penny Hardaway, even when Tulane's in town. 4-20, 0-12 in the American. They're ranked 300 in the net, 304 at KenPom. If you take the Power 5 leagues plus the Big East plus the American, put them all together and ranked them according to the computers, Tulane would be dead last. So if you want to get back to your winning ways after a tough loss down at Central Florida, literally the best way you could do it is put on your Memphis State uniforms and play Tulane.
It was close on the road. I was at that game. I saw him playing once before. It was close on the road. Listen, I actually do think, like, apart from – I like – this is true even apart – I like watching my teams win. It's like some – it's better if you know your team – I'm really risk averse. If you know your team is going to beat a great team, forget it, if it's the Bills, right? If the Bills are playing the Patriots, basically that's a game I'm going to skip because they're probably going to lose it, right? I'm not interested in watching the Bills lose to the Patriots. I'd much rather see them play a bad team where they have a chance to win. I like watching my team win. I really do. And I think watching, you know, Tyler Harris is going to throw in some shots from wherever, and Jeremiah, I presume, is going to, although it's interesting, Jeremiah hasn't. I mean, this is the highest compliment. Jeremiah plays his best and puts up the biggest numbers when the team needs him the most. So it may be a quiet game, honestly, from Jeremiah. Keevan has been playing much better at home, so you may see a big – yeah, I like watching him play. I do like watching him play. I like seeing if Alex Lomax is going to improve. I'm perpetually interested in Antoine and see how he's going to do because I think he could matter to the future. Or on the other hand, he could also just not be a part of the future. So I find the team very interesting and entertaining to watch. We talked the other day about the pace which they play, and so they fly up and down the court. And then, honestly, just because 10,000 people are there, it's more fun. Like, the vibe is fun. And so, yes, of course I'm going.
I talked about a little bit in the opening hour about how the Penny Hardaway era, as you've written, is already a success. And, you know, year one was always going to be what it was, him inheriting a bad situation and making it as good as he could make it, but like something probably short of the NCAA tournament. And then the goal was, before year two gets started, go out and enroll a, you know, top 10 recruiting class led by, a five-star freshman who is a consensus, you know, top five player in America, future lottery pick, and then be ready to go and be really good in year two. And that is still the plan, and it has been executed perfectly to date. The recruiting class is on the way. That was also the plan at Indiana. And Indiana last night lost at home to Purdue, and now their record's 13-13. They've lost 11 of their past 12 games. And Archie Miller and Penny Hardaway basically – the goal was to do the exact same thing. Archie took over a not-so-great situation in Indiana. Year one was always going to be what it was. But before year two, he needed to get a commitment from Romeo Langford, a high school legend in Indiana, big-time scorer, top five recruit, consensus lottery pick. Get that done. Get some other good pieces with him. Get a top 10 recruiting class. Enroll it. Return this piece, that piece, and that piece, and now be great in year two. And they're terrible in year two. And so I'm not predicting that for Memphis, but I do think it's important to remember that, you know, everything is on the right path, but it doesn't guarantee success. Whether you look at John Calipari's second year with DeJuan Wagner that ended up in the NIT, or Archie Miller's second year that's unfolding in real time at Indiana, just getting that top 10 recruiting class highlighted by a one-and-done lottery pick, it doesn't mean that you're going to actually be anything close to what you're planning on being.
No, it's you look at what – and people talk about whether, you know, Derrick Rose is going to – whether James Wiseman could have the same impact as Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose was joining a team that was already an Elite Eight team that was filled with veterans who knew how to win, and it's going to be a very different situation for James Wiseman. We've seen a lot of examples of lottery picks who were one-and-dones who went on to become – high lottery picks, number one picks in the draft, like Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz. What were their years like, right? Were they hugely disappointed? Neither one made the tournament. Did either one make the tournament?
Neither made the tournament.
They both went on to be the number one pick. Each one of the number one pick in the draft.
Correct.
And so, there is no guarantee of having a great player is going to produce instant success and happiness, a single great player, particularly when you only have him for 1 year. I mean, there is that peril. And if that happens next year, then people will still over them. But that's when people will start to mutter and criticize, perhaps. But even then, one of the nice things about it is, okay, you're going to have James Wiseman for 1 year. You're going to have, DJ Jeffries for more than 1 year, I presume. You're going to have Malcolm Dandridge for more than 1 year, I presume. You're going to have another class of recruits coming in on top of this class of recruits. And by that time, so then you have Malcolm Dandridge in year two and DJ Jeffries in year two, and you've got Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax and maybe Antoine Jones or whatever in year three. Like, next year is big because of James Wiseman, but I don't think that's all this is about. I don't think it's all he's built, and I think it's I think that's why it's nice that there are sort of different within the recruiting class that he's assembled. There's different layers and tiers of players here. So it doesn't really all rest on next year.
That is Jeff Calkins. He's going to be courtside inside FedEx Forum here momentarily. Tigers and Tulane tipping off a little after 6 o'clock. You can watch it on ESPNU. Then you can read about it, the Daily Memphian. And listen to Jeff tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. Thanks, buddy.
See you,
man.
We'll be back in a second.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Basketball night on television. Tigers Tulane tipping off a little after 6 o'clock. Then 8 o'clock, the big one. Number one Duke against number eight North Carolina inside Cameron Indoor Stadium. I'm going to be working on a television set, CBS Sports Network, so I can't do what I'd prefer to do. But if you at home, you're going to have a drink. Maybe get New Amsterdam Vodka. It's an 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. It's the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. And, yeah, it really is what I get when I'm inside the liquor store. And the reason is simple. It's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You can spend more money on a bottle of vodka if you want to. But if I'm giving you a reasonably priced vodka that is also quality, why wouldn't you just buy that one? Fastest growing brand in the United States, and we have, with the help of you guys, turned Memphis into the number one per capita market for New Amsterdam vodka in this entire country. They got flavored vodkas as well. Grapefruit is the newest flavor, but also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. So if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam's got you covered. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or a wine and spirit store. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. The good thing about Memphis Tulane starting here in a few minutes, just a little after 6 o'clock, is that if you are a sports fan, or more specifically a college basketball fan who wants to watch the biggest game of the night, you can probably get home by halftime, even if you stay for the final buzzer of Memphis-Tulane. And you might not need to stay for the final buzzer of Memphis-Tulane, because unless something goes way wrong, Memphis should be up by a significant number as the final minutes tick off of that clock. So you might be able to get a head start on traffic and get home in time for that number one Duke versus number eight North Carolina game inside Cameron Indoor Stadium that is probably going to, I would imagine, set some kind, even if it's just a this season record for a television rating college basketball game on ESPN because there's literally no NBA competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're still on the All-Star break, there's no basketball game that it's competing against. There's no football game that it's competing against. It's really the big, big thing on television tonight, tipping off at 8 o'clock Central. And the reason, as we talked about in the opening segment, is Zion Williamson. It's not just that Duke is great, because Duke is usually great, almost always very good. It's not Duke. It's not because Duke's ranked number one. Duke is all the time ranked number one. It's not just because they've got Mike Krzyzewski. They've had him forever. It's not just because they're the biggest brand in college basketball. It's because of all of that plus the presence of Zion Williamson. It's why earlier today on SeatGeek, the cheapest ticket available was $3,600. $3,600 for one seat. Vivid Tickets said earlier this week it sold a ticket for like $10,600, one seat, $10,600. And Vivid also says that sales traffic for Duke games this season, up 82%. Duke ticket prices are up 178%. That is the Zion Williamson impact. And it's why, you know, whatever NBA team wins the lottery and gets to pick first in the 2019 NBA draft is really, you know, changing their franchise overnight. You know, not every number one pick is created equal. You know, listen, you always want to win the lottery if you're in the lottery. And, you know, I'm sure the Suns were thrilled that they did it last season. But DeAndre Ayton's not going to change your franchise overnight.
No.
He's a very good player and could become a star. But he doesn't change you overnight from a team perspective or from a awareness perspective. DeAndre Ayton is just a very good basketball prospect. Maybe even a great basketball prospect. But he's not the type of thing going to get you on TNT a whole bunch of times. He's going to get you on ESPN a whole bunch of times. He's not the type of thing that is going to turn you from a loser into a winner. He's just a piece to a large puzzle of getting Phoenix back to respectability. Zion Williamson's different. And I'm not saying he's a can't-miss basketball prospect, because I'm not 100% certain of that. Although there is a lot of data that suggests he is the best basketball prospect to play in college since Anthony Davis in 2012, who was widely considered to be a can't-miss basketball prospect. What I am telling you is that he's a one-name superstar already, one of the most famous basketball players on the planet already, somebody who Jay-Z has gone to see this season, who LeBron James has gone to see this season, Floyd Mayweather has gone to see this season, and President Obama is expected to be in Cameron Indoor tonight, not just to see Duke or Coach K, but to see Zion Williamson, this incredible phenom, 6'7", 290-pound, top-shelf athlete who has a player efficiency rating of 43.01, which is 5.21 points better than anybody else in college basketball. He's got a chance to do something that hasn't been done since Anthony Davis did it, and that's this: win a national championship, be named the Naismith National College Basketball Player of the Year, and be then the number one pick in the NBA draft. I think two of those things are basically guaranteed at this point. He's going to be the National Player of the Year, and he's going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft. Whether he's also going to be a national champion is, you know, it's a single elimination tournament of 40-minute games. The best team doesn't always hold the trophy at the end, but Duke is the favorite by a pretty significant margin to win the NCAA tournament, and that would give Coach K six championships, but give Zion an opportunity to really do something that's very rare in the history of college basketball. National Player of the Year, national championship, number one pick in the NBA draft. So if you are a Memphis fan headed into FedEx Forum right now, just know that because you're tipping off at 6 o'clock and that game's not tipping off to 8, you can still see what will be the biggest story in sports. For one reason or another tonight, you can still see probably most of it when you get home. Be back with dinner to go. So Jeremy and his wife...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've had a home, but they wanted to move to a neighborhood with a better school district for their children. So they reached out to Josh Hysaw, like I've been telling you to do for years. And Josh Hysaw, he went to work, got multiple offers quickly. Home sold at its listed price. Only took a matter of days. Not weeks, not months, just days. How did Josh Hysaw do it? 45-day guarantee plan. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. The first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. You guys agree on the price, and then Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked, even if your opinion makes no sense. You can fire him by text message if you want. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront cost. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. 461-8147. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com. That's JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off top, get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my change like a pit stop. I used to want a grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker try me. But if it do, draw blood like an IV.
If you are in an emergency situation, you want to be at Regional One Health. That is well documented and undeniable. But understand you don't have to be in an emergency situation. Even if that might be the perception, you don't have to be in an emergency life or death situation to take advantage of the great care offered by Regional One Health. And the East Campus Imaging Center is a wonderful example of that. It's located at 6555 Quince Road, so it's right there where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway. Very easy to find, very easy to get to. The number's 515-3600. And at that East Campus Imaging Center, it's a place where women 40 and up can get their annual mammograms, because it is recommended if you're a woman 40 or older, you need to have an annual mammogram. Doing so could save your life. Not doing so could cost you dearly. So if you qualify, if you're 40 or up, go ahead and get in touch with them. 515-3600, 515-3600. You don't need a referral. You really don't even need an appointment. But if you want to make an appointment, you can call and make one. 515-3600, 515-3600. That's the East Campus Imaging Center under the Regional One Health umbrella. You can learn more at regionalonehealth.org. That's regionalonehealth.org. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff about Kentucky basketball and Tennessee basketball and how Indiana basketball in its current form might be a cautionary tale for the University of Memphis's plans, because just like Penny Hardaway did at Memphis, Archie Miller inherited a not great situation in Indiana, but he quickly got a recruiting class that was ranked in the top 10 and highlighted by a one-and-done lottery pick in Romeo Langford. The idea was to enroll that recruiting class, pair it with the pieces you're bringing back from year one, and in year two, take off. And they're just not taking off. They lost again last night. Now 13-13 on the season. And so the plan, to the extent that it's a plan, at Indiana is very much the same plan that Memphis has been talking about and executing since Penny got the job. Get the job, get the best prospect you can get in a matter of weeks, and then just do whatever you can do in year one, but then enroll the big-time class with a local star and be awesome in year two. And they're just not awesome in year two. They're a disaster in year two. And it doesn't mean that that is even a likely scenario for Memphis, because some of Indiana's struggles, long as we're being honest, have to do with a really tough Big Ten. And a really tough Big Ten is quite different than the American Athletic Conference. You are more at risk of being exposed in the Big Ten night after night after night than you are in the American Athletic Conference. Like, there are just some teams in the AAC, when you have James Wiseman and DJ Jeffries and perhaps even Trendon Wofford, that you're just going to be able to beat whether you are playing to your potential or not. East Carolina comes to mind. The Tulane team that's inside FedEx Forum comes to mind. So we talked about that. We talked about a petition hoping to change Main Street in downtown Memphis, M-A-I-N, to M-A-N-E, Main Street, for the culture. And it took me a minute to get Jeff Calkins on board, but over the course of 25 minutes or so, not only did I get Jeff Calkins on board with this petition, but I got him to a point where we're trying to change all sorts of names now. We're going to take Main Street, change it to Main Street. That's where we start. But then the next goal will be changing Madison to Drip Street, Drip Avenue. Mm-hmm. We're going to change Poplar to Lit Avenue. And then we're going to be able to have unbelievable intersections in downtown Memphis. You can tell your friends, hey, I'm going to meet you at the corner of Main and Drip. I'm going to meet you at the corner of Main and Lit. And the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
But we have to start with Main Street and getting it to M-A-N-E Street. It's not my petition, but it is a petition I support. I'm going to sign it. I hope you will as well.
What's the biggest game tonight?
College basketball, Tulane at Memphis, FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. And let me be clear, Duke Carolina is the biggest game. But for our purposes, I know some of you are listening right now, driving down to FedEx Forum, getting ready to go inside FedEx Forum. So let's focus on the local game. It's Tulane at Memphis, FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. Tulane 4-20 overall, 0-12 in the American. They're ranked 304th at KenPom, 300th in the net ranking. The Green Wave have lost 14 consecutive games. Meantime, Memphis 15-11 overall, 7-6 in the American, ranked 77th at KenPom, 64th in the net. Tigers are 17.5 point favorites on their home court tonight. The total is 157.5. Tip is scheduled for a little after 6 o'clock, so it's coming right up. You can watch it on ESPNU.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, I'm going to be in studio all night for CBS Sports Network, so you can check that if you want. Fargo is on HBO Zone at 6:05. Hulk is on HBO at 7. Craig Brewer's Black Snake Moan is on Showtime 2 at 8 o'clock. Up late, Summer Walker is on Jimmy Kimmel. Savannah and Hoda are on Jimmy Fallon. Reba McEntire on Stephen Colbert. Natasha Lyonne's on Seth Meyers. And Kate Walsh going to be on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, we talked a lot about Zion Williamson today because he's on a big stage tonight in that 8 o'clock game on ESPN Duke Carolina from Cameron Indoor. President Barack Obama expected to be courtside. Evan Daniels worked for 24/7 Sports, also does work for FS1. He talked to a whole bunch of NBA scouts about Zion, and we've reached the point where it's just basically a consensus. He has to be the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft. If you take anybody other than him, you are making a mistake. And this isn't very normal for NBA drafts. I think by the time we get to draft night, there is more often than not a consensus on who should be the number one pick. But to have it already seemingly wrapped up in February, where you can't really find anybody to have a opinion that runs contrary to Zion Williamson has to be the number one pick, that is kind of rare, particularly when he wasn't always supposed to be this. I don't know if people realize, but not only was Zion Williamson not supposed to be the best basketball player in the sport this season, he wasn't even supposed to be the best basketball player on his team. It was RJ Barrett who was the number one player in the class of 2018, not Zion Williamson. It was R.J. Barrett, who was some people's preseason national player of the year. Not Zion Williamson. It was R.J. Barrett who was number one in basically every mock draft before this college basketball season started, and yet Zion started taking over games and performing in efficient ways that are you know, historically unprecedented in some ways, and he just shot right to the top of everything. I'm not trying to pretend I saw something early that other people didn't see, but I am one of the first people who actually flipped a mock draft at CBS Sports from R.J. Barrett going number one to Zion Williamson going number one. When I did it, most mock drafts did not have Zion going one, but after I had seen him early and talked to some NBA people who were just blown away by what he was doing at 6'7", 290 pounds, 45-inch vertical, putting his chin on the rim, catching balls above the square, handling the ball, shooting the ball, it seemed pretty clear to me in November that Zion needed to be at least, until I saw something different, the number one projected pick in the NBA draft. Now you can't find a mock draft that doesn't have Zion Williamson going number one. So Evan Daniels, like I said, went out and talked to a whole bunch of NBA people, and there's some fascinating quotes in that story. You know, one scout said there's only three people on the planet who can do some of the things that Zion Williamson can do. One of them is Zion, the other is LeBron James, and the other is the Greek Freak. When you've got NBA scouts talking about him in that way, it's among the reasons he can be a franchise changer for somebody. So if you want to read some pretty interesting Zion Williamson quotes, go find that 24/7 Sports.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be Thursday, so we'll look back at Memphis Tulane, probably look back at Duke North Carolina, get ready for the restart of the NBA season. John Martin will join me in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. It should be fun. So enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, and rep your hood.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.